Welcome to the Mornings with Sue and Andy podcast for Thursday, April 18th. The federal government wants to build 3.87 million new homes by 2031. But is this goal just pie in the sky or is it realistic? We discuss the logistics of meeting the goal and the challenges of hitting such an ambitious target with Brian Hahn, CEO of Build Calgary Region.
Next, the $1.4 billion Calgary Cancer Center, officially named the Arthur J. E. Child Comprehensive Cancer Center, set to open this fall, and a major fundraising campaign for the Cancer Center is now underway. We get details on how you can lend a hand with John Osler, co-chair of Own Cancer.
And finally, looking for your next career to make an impact on the community? The RCMP is recruiting and they're looking for you. We get details on just what the RCMP is looking for with Constable and recruiter Joe Amamir.
Building more new homes. It's a focus right across the country, and it was part of the big ticket items that were included in the federal budget for sure, if not the. So how do we build nearly 4 million homes by 2031? Is it even possible? Let's talk about it and see if it can be solved. We're joined this morning by Brian Hahn, who's the CEO of Build Calgary Region. Good morning to you, Brian. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, Sue and Andy. Thanks for having me.
Lofty goal. We know it's super important. What was your reaction to the federal government's goal of building 3.87 million new homes by 2031? Is that even realistic?
Well, it's certainly a challenge and an aggressive goal, but we're pleased to see that the federal government is embracing what we and our sister organizations across Canada and the Canadian Home Builders Association have been saying, that supply is the key which unlocks the door to affordability. So it's really key that we address that and move forward and put behind us the barriers and problems in between where we're at now and where we need to get to.
Moving in the right direction, of course, Brian, that's fantastic, but it is a lofty goal, and we've already heard that, you know, some of the trades are looking for people as we speak before this is thrown down 3.87 million homes by 2031. So let's talk about those challenges and what it's going to take to get there.
Well, I would, I guess, put in three categories or big buckets, the challenges, and they're really times, funds, and as you talked about, labor, Andy. Certainly the federal budget does address aspects of the time by streamlining the approval process. Simply put, we need to get to yes quicker, or if the answer is going to be no, we need to get to that early on so that we don't waste time, funds, and resources on unproductive efforts. At home here, Calgarians are well aware of next week's debate on zoning. It's certainly important for Calgarians to be heard on that matter, but whatever comes out of it, we need to do our best to reasonably and cost-effectively lower the barriers to development and redevelopment and boost housing supply. And similarly, a month after that, new communities will again be before council. And whatever comes out of the new zoning bylaw, new communities are needed to address the supply issue. In terms of funds, that goes to infrastructure. And we need to make sure that we stretch those as far as we can. So that's maximizing and fully utilizing the existing infrastructure we have so we can make those funds go farther. And we need to also be careful because there's some conditions attached to those funds. Right now our members are looking at those, and we need to know that those conditions don't add additional costs or barriers that offset or more than offset the funds. And then the labor piece, Andy, and you talked just before this, you talked about a career in the RCMP, and those are worthwhile careers. We just need to do a better job of making the pathway into the trades, which is a key part of getting homes built easier, and really promoting the importance and dignity of that. All of us have to do that, and just by talking about it here today, certainly QR is doing their part. My wife and I have four kids. Our youngest, who turns 23 today, just recently graduated from SATE with his Red Seal as a journeyman heavy-duty mechanic, and he has a bright future ahead of him, hopefully contributing to the Alberta economy. Build Alberta has a scholarship at SATE and NAIT, and we need to just move forward and promote those careers and make sure that they're seen as valued.
Yes, Brian, that was going to be my next question. When we talk about you being the CEO of Build Calgary, B-I-L-D, Building Industry and Land Development Association, so your son is a great addition. So what is the state of Calgary's construction industry? Do we have enough of your sons out there, or daughters, for that matter?
Well, there's no question, Sue, that that labor, like it is for any other industry, is a constraining factor. But with the efforts, the funding both that's come from the federal government and the provinces stepped up to the plate too and opening up more seats at state and eight, that's all good. And it all seems like a daunting challenge, but I think there's some good news here in that if you look at what Calgary did in terms of housing starts in 2022 and 2023, consecutively those were record years for housing starts. If you look at year-to-date, the CMHC numbers are just out on that, and year-to-date we're well ahead of the record pace of last year, so that's a good thing. And if you cast your gaze back, and there's always, you can always look at numbers and compare them and comment about it, but we are, in 2023, we more than doubled the housing starts than we did in 2016. So I think we should have some optimism about this, but in the true Calgary spirit, we have to get at it and we have to apply ourselves and all work together. All orders of government have to collaborate and industry has to collaborate with government. So that's the recipe that's going to allow us to take this very daunting challenge on one day at a time.
Brian, thanks for your insight on this and thank you for your time.
Thank you guys this morning for showcasing it and supporting all of the things that we do and supporting people moving into the trades.
Thank you. It's Brian Hahn, CEO of Build Calgary Region. You can find out more about what he does online at BuildCR, that's BuildCR.com.
8:36 now, and the $1.4 billion Calgary Cancer Centre, officially named the Arthur J.E. Child Comprehensive Cancer Centre, set to open this fall, and a major fundraising campaign for the Cancer Centre is underway. Joining us to talk about the campaign and all about this new facility is the co-chair of Own Cancer, John Osler. Good morning, John. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
First off, pretty exciting. We are so close to the opening of this incredible new cancer center. For you, your thoughts, how important is this facility to Calgary and the area?
Well, it's incredibly important, and that's why so many of us have worked so hard for so many years to have it. Look, it's a game changer for cancer patients and their families. It's going to save lives through innovative research, and it's going to make outcomes for cancer patients and their families far better. But it's more than that. It's a center of excellence for our city. It's something that's going to create jobs, and it's something around which we can create centers of excellence, diversify the economy. It really is a world-class thing for the city and something I hope we just talk about more and more.
And John, talking about Own Cancer, and again, more details at owncancer.ca. You've got a week. What exactly is Own Cancer Week, John?
So Own Cancer Week is part of the Own Cancer campaign, $250 million to make this cancer center truly great. And the City of Calgary has proclaimed April 18th to 24th as Own Cancer Week. And we've got a bunch of events that we hope will really engage Calgarians in this campaign and give Calgarians an opportunity to really push it over the top. We're so close to the $250 million goal. This evening, for example, in partnership with the Flames, $5 from every ticket purchased through the Own Cancer website will be donated to the campaign. We've got a big Delivering Hope activation at the Chinook Center this weekend, which is an interactive opportunity for Calgarians to learn more about the center. And next week on April 21st and the 23rd, the Reconciliation Bridge and our Calgary Tower will be lit up in that great Own Cancer yellow color.
I love it. Owncancer.ca is the website, John. Folks can go there and have a look. And I clicked on it, and the first thing that pops up is this wonderful window that says donations, 2x matched. This is pretty powerful, too. So as we look and continue and hope for people to donate, it's being matched by Mid-Southern Alberta Toyota dealers. That's pretty impressive that your donation can be doubled, right?
Well, that's right. And we are so grateful to those folks for supporting our campaign and offering to match donations. I mean, that's incredible, but it's what we do in Calgary. It's what we do in Alberta. And that's what makes this so special, that everybody is on board and getting excited about it.
How important is it to, you know, I'm thinking, you know, smaller terms, but creating, I guess you'd say, that awareness among kids, for example, to get the family together and find different ways within families to raise some funds with the kids, for example.
So cancer for anyone is a journey that involves so many, and I've always, talked about cancer patients and their families. I've been one, and I understand the importance of family. Cancer is a reality. 1 in 2 Albertans will hear the words, you have cancer. So we talk in terms of creating a movement to make the lives of cancer patients and their families better, and that's what this is all about.
John, you said it yourself, you're a cancer survivor. So for us to have a facility like this in our city, I think it gives hope not just to the city as a whole, but to anyone. I mean, it touches all of us, right? We can't talk about that enough. But what's it like for you as a survivor to know moving forward that this is something that is here that will be able to help children, adults, whatever, literally all ages are affected by this disease?
So for me, and I had excellent care at the Tom Baker, but for me, it can get quite emotional. This facility will be one of the world's best cancer centers. It's attracting the world's best oncologists, researchers. It will be cutting edge. It will find innovative approaches to prevention, treatment. So the emotional part of it is the reality is it's going to save lives, and that's pretty special.
Incredible message and great timing. Thank you for joining us, John. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
That is John Osler, Own Cancer co-chair, and more about the organization online at owncancer.ca.
7:49 now on your Thursday morning, and the RCMP is calling, and you might just want to answer. If you're interested in a career in law enforcement, this might be the opportunity you're looking for. Joining us to talk about it, Constable Joe Amamir, who's an RCMP recruiter. Good morning to you, Constable.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. Can you tell us a little bit about you? How long have you been with the RCMP?
Yeah, for sure. So I've been with the RCMP for, this will be my 15th year, and in fact, this is my second career. So my background is business, commerce. I used to sell software, and originally from Toronto, and I kind of fell into this, and I've been with the RCMP for 15 years now this year, and love my job.
Well, you love your job. Maybe others out there would love to love their job. So let's talk about the RCMP. And before we get to some of the challenges when it comes to recruiting, who would make a good candidate to be an RCMP officer?
Good question. So what we're looking for specifically is people who are highly motivated, who want to make a difference in their community and enjoy the opportunity to possibly travel, possibly transfer, and have access to over 150 areas of specialization in their career.
It is one that we know, we recognize the beautiful red serge, the uniform that, you know, Canadians recognize from coast to coast to coast. How important is it to you, you know, that reputation that the RCMP has?
100%. I can speak specifically to myself. Again, in my 15 years, I've done regimental funerals. I was part of the musical ride. I have done ceremonial troops. So I'm very proud of wearing that red serge and wearing my uniform, to be honest. And again, that's a characteristic that we're looking for in people who are proud of what they do and take pride in what they do each day.
All right. So it's interesting because when I was coming out of high school, it was incredibly difficult to get into the RCMP from some of the, you know, classmates that I had who were thinking about it. So now it seems interesting that you folks are actively recruiting. So where was the disconnect? Why do you need more people right now, Joe?
That's a good point. So it's not specifically just the RCMP. First responders, law enforcement in general, we're all finding that that there's a decline in applications, to be honest. I think there's a bunch of different factors. Social media has played a big part in that. Changing mentalities, changing times, that all plays into it. Specifically with the RCMP, I can tell you again, we're Canada's national police force, so we have over 20,000 members. And at this stage right now, in the last couple of years, we have more members retiring than we have applying. So we have a bit of a deficit of applications. So that's why we're proactively going out there and flying the flag and trying to attract new recruits.
The Canadian flag, as it were. Tell us a little bit, Joe, about the RCMP recruiting event that you've got coming up.
Definitely. So this is something that has never been done before. So what we've done is we've put together all under one roof different specialty units. So in one in one visit, you're going to be able to actually see police vehicles. You're going to be able to speak to members who work in different units, such as general duty, the emergency response team members, forensics, people who work in physical fitness. You're going to be able to see all of that under one roof. And what we've done is we've rented space at the Olympic Oval at the University of Calgary, and it's going to be on May 11th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And like I said, what we have confirmed right now is general duty members, they're going to be there with vehicles, so you're going to be able to get into vehicles, check them out. The emergency response team is going to be there as well, again, with some of their vehicles, some of their tools, what they use. Forensics, if you're interested in forensics and how we lift prints, collect DNA, all of that stuff, you can speak to people there. And again, we just changed our physical fitness aptitude test, so you can actually see what the course looks like and speak to evaluators. Canine is going to be there as well, so the dogs. Career presentations ongoing. So, like I said, it's an event that's never been done before, and really, it's honestly for someone who's, you know, been thinking about joining, not necessarily the RCMP, but even just policing in general.
Perfect.
Come down, check us out.
Perfect. We're going to have to leave it there for time, Joe, but thank you so much. It sounds like a one-stop shop for all the info you need. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Joe Amamir, a constable and recruiter with the RCMP. More online at rcmp-grc.gc.ca.